to Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.
Faith and Aaron are very, you know, so they would have had an older sister that we lost. And growing up, they knew they had an older sister, but they wanted to always know where she was. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, where is my older sister?
Yeah.
You know, you keep talking about the fact that Grace, we have Grace, and you talk about Grace, but where is this older sister of ours? Mm-hmm. And then we had to say as parents, and if you've never, maybe you've only heard of me in this show now, and you don't know a little bit of my life story, which I hope to share with you over the course of our time together on this breakfast show. But one of you know, life's massive hurdles in my life and Corin's life was the fact that we'd tried forever to conceive and have kids, and after huge infertility issues. My wife battles with endometriosis, PCOS. We were really on the very last straws of going, well, what other options are there? You know, we'd make great parents. We'd love to look at adoption policy. What is there? Surrogacy. We looked at all those options. And eventually when we did fall pregnant, it was, you can just imagine, it was the joy of our existence. It was to know that we're going to be parents.
Yes.
And literally the day before due date, when Corin went into labor, our nursery was ready, our bags were packed, and we rushed to the hospital. And unfortunately, there was a placental abruption that caused, the placenta breaks free, and the baby ends up suffocating in the mom's stomach. So by the time we eventually got her to Grace, she'd already passed on. And that was heartbreaking. We thought we'd never be parents. Mm. And then, you know, God blessed us with two beautiful girls.
A double portion of blessing.
Yeah.
Faith and Aaron. But then you explain to those kids how you have an older sister that's not there.
Mm.
An issue with Jesus, issue with God. Mm. How does this, you know, work? And it's a tough thing to explain to kids.
Mm.
You know, it's one of those things. And you don't have to be religious to get tough questions about, you know, what happens when someone's no longer here.
Mm.
But you can be honest with them and
in
your own way to try and figure out what makes sense to their brains that are developing for them to grasp what it is that they want answers to. So everybody, this is a blanket message to everyone that's battling with issues like fertility. It's still, you know, not a lot of people put their hands up and say, we're battling to fall pregnant, or we're going through the battle. A lot of people can't afford options like IVF or any other kind of fertility special treatment, because life is tough when people can't afford those things. Don't give up the hope. You know, keep the dream alive. Not a lot of people will understand what you're going through. I do understand what you're going through. And people say, well, you lucky, you got two kids. Yes, damn lucky. Kids. But don't give up the hope. Keep that fire alive.
I like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.